This morning on Wake Up With Hope, we're remembering that Jesus holds us as Neville Peters takes us on a journey in song.
Jesus 101 will also be with us to share a morning devotional, and the Let's Pray team will be here with us to pray.
Come along with us. Good morning, friends. It's a bright and crisp fall morning, and we couldn't be happier to be sharing it with you.
And it's Global Hand Washing Day, and this day aims to make people around the world aware of the importance of washing their hands with soap in order to prevent diseases and infections.
That's a good thing.
It's a very good
thing. So spread the knowledge and help motivate and mobilize people around you, especially the younger ones in your life, to improve their hand washing habits. Mm. So friends, happy hand washing day.
And thinking about washing away diseases and infections, isn't it wonderful to know that Jesus died to wash away all of our sins?
It is really wonderful to know and to think about that kind of love. You know, His love is what we want to share with you on today's program. So let's begin by taking a look back at what took place on this day in history.
On this day in history in 1917, Mata Hari, a dancer, courtesan, and alleged spy, was executed for espionage by a French firing squad at Vincennes near Paris. She arrived in Paris in 1905 and gained fame performing dances inspired by Asian traditions. She captivated audiences across Europe with tales of being born in a sacred Indian temple where a priestess taught her ancient dances and gave her the name Mata Hari, meaning Eye of the Day in Malay. In truth, she was born Margaretha Gertruda Zell in a small town in northern Holland in 1876.
Wow. You know, have you ever met someone who was living a lie? Have you ever fabricated portions of your life to appear a certain way? Well, it's important to note that living behind a false pretense only leads to bondage and anxieties. On the other hand, true freedom and purpose comes from embracing our God-given identity, not the one shaped by the world or even our own imagination. You know, in John chapter 8, verse 32, Jesus says, "Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." You know, God calls us to live in the truth of who He created us to be, not to hide behind masks or seek validation in ways that lead us away from Him. Because when we root our identity in Christ, we will find lasting peace, fulfillment, and direction. You know, God invites us to rest in God's love, knowing that we are His beloved children, fearfully and wonderfully made. That's what the psalm says.
That's right. Amen. Well, in Isaiah 46, verse 4, God encourages us, as He says, "I made you and I will care for you and I will carry you along and save you." This morning, Neville Peters takes us there as he sings, "Carry You."
It's not given to the strong. I know sometimes you're weary and faith is hard to find. You feel you'll never reach the finish line, but that's when I carry you. That's when I carry you. I have kept you through the storm. You have never been alone. I'll carry you. Yes, I will carry you, my child. When the road is much too hard to make it through, I will carry you. Thank you. you're hurting. I know how hard you try to bear your heavy burdens. I'm near you when you cry. I know sometimes it's easy to believe all hope is gone when there is no more strength to carry on. But that's when I carry you. That's when I carry you, my child. I have kept you through the storm. You have never been alone. I'll carry you. Yes, I will carry you, my child. When the road is much too hard to make, I will carry you. You may not understand what's going on, and you may not have the strength to be strong, but that's when I carry you. That's when I carry you. I have kept you through the storm. You have never been alone. I'll carry you. Yes, I will carry you. When the road is much too hard to make it through, I will carry you. Yes, I will carry you. I have kept you through the storm. You have never been alone. I'll carry you. Yes, I will carry you, my child. When the road is much too hard to make it through, I will carry you. I promise you, I'll carry you. Yes, I will carry you.
We hope you're finding our program worthwhile. Don't forget to share it with a friend or visit our website at hopetv.org/wakeup to see more. And search for us on our YouTube channel and check out what we have going on there.
When we return, the Let's Pray team will join us in prayer.
Our happiness and joy the same thing? Think for a minute. Have you noticed that we live in a world that demands us to be happy? However, the source of this happiness is placed on having things, in seeing things, in being seen. The never-ending smiles on the selfies mask a sad reality that depression, anguish, anxiety, and despair have become the companions of many. And the more we contemplate other people's happiness in comparison to our ordinary lives, the worse we tend to feel. The biblical God has never promised us a happy ride on this side of eternity. God is concerned with our salvation, even if it means heartache and pain. Not because He's a mean God, but because He longs to offer us peace and joy. As a fruit of the Spirit, joy is a gift that God wants us to taste and also to bear. The biblical concept of happiness is not euphoria, it is joy. And joy is not a feeling, it is rather an attitude of being. So next time you wonder if happiness and joy are the same thing, think for a minute. Who is pulling your heartstrings?
In Romans chapter 8, verse 26, God reminds us that the Spirit helps us in our weakness. For we do not know what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. Have you ever worried about praying the right way? You know, all God asks us to do is to pour out our hearts to Him. You know, the Holy Spirit takes our thoughts and our emotions and our words and perfectly communicates for us. You know, what an amazing privilege. And right now, we invite you to join us as the Let's Pray team lead us in prayer.
Hello, hello, family. My name is Season. I am part of the Let's Pray team here at Hope Channel, and I'd like to talk to you and actually pray with you today about feeling God's presence with us throughout our day. Do you know, sometimes we can start off strong in the morning. We've spent our time with Jesus. We're there. We're in the pocket with Him, right? And then life takes over and we feel a little disconnected. I want to encourage you to stop for just a brief moment and say, Father, I want to abide in You. It says in Isaiah 41:10, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I'm your God. I'll strengthen you. I'll help you. I'll uphold you with my righteous right hand. It is the Lord God who goes before you. He'll be with you. He's not going to leave you or forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed. Isn't that such an encouragement, family? Listen, let's pray and we'll see. If we feel a little more connected to our Jesus after we've taken a second to talk to Him. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank You so much for the truth of Your word and that You will not leave us or forsake us. We don't have to be afraid or dismayed because You go with us wherever we go. And I am grateful, Father. Oftentimes, Jesus, we try to measure our connection with You through emotions and feeling You. And Your word actually tells us that You'll never leave us. So Jesus, while feeling close to You is a wonderful thing, Jesus, I want to encourage this community to know that by the word of God, fact, You're there every time. That when the enemy tries to whisper to us that we're so far from You or that he doesn't care about our pain because we feel like there's a silence, that in those moments, Father, You are so close to us, that we're breathing the same air in a way. Jesus, I pray that this community and my own heart, Father, that we would choose to stand on what the truth of Your word says, that You are indeed close with us, that You go with us everywhere we go. And Your word also says that we are indwelt. We're literally carrying precious cargo, the Holy Spirit with us. We are indwelt with Your Spirit. How much closer could You possibly be? So Father, I pray that this community, that I would remember, Father, throughout the day, that whenever I'm feeling disconnected from You, I can stop and I can say, Lord, I just want to take a minute to turn my heart towards You, to abide in You, according to John 15, to just pivot my mental attitude and my whole person to You, Father. It can be just a quick reconnecting, Jesus, and I thank You that You're faithful for that. It can be while I'm driving, Lord. I thank You for that. However, this community as individuals needs to stop and pivot towards You, Heavenly Father. Lord, I pray that we would remember to do it, that Your Holy Spirit would remind us, and then we would do so. Lord, I thank You that You desire truth from the innermost parts, and sometimes we don't feel like it. I just want to be honest, Lord. Sometimes we don't feel like it because our flesh gets in the way, our attitude gets in the way. Father, I pray that we would sidestep those things that try to keep us disconnected. And Father, that we would choose anyway to trust what Your word says, that You're always there. And Father, to sidestep our emotions at times when they try to tell us something that's not true, like You've left us or You don't care. And I pray that we would stand on the truth of Your word, Lord, knowing that You love us and that You are here with us and that You go with us everywhere we go. Thank You, Father. Help us to continue to abide in Your peace and Your presence and Your rest throughout our day. And Lord, I ask that you would cover whatever immediate needs have come up inside this community. Wherever this prayer goes, Father, and whatever time of day they see it, I know that your anointing and your blessing is with them, Heavenly Father, and I thank you for that. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. He will be with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. Don't fear or be dismayed. That's my hope for you today, and I pray that you would take this time with you into the rest of your day today. God bless you.
Amen. You know, friends, make sure to make prayer a daily part of your relationship with Jesus. You will never regret it. Well, we have a devotional message coming up from Jesus 101 right after this short break.
Welcome back to Wake Up with Hope, friends. We are happy you're still with us.
It's now time for a devotional thought. Jesus 101 is sharing with us this morning.
Hello, everyone. Elizabeth Talbot here from Jesus 101. I want to start by telling you about a sitcom, an American sitcom entitled Cheers. It ran on TV from 1982 to 1993, and it had a theme song that was very known. And the words were, sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name. And yeah, we all want to go where somebody knows our names. And that's because we want to be known. It's a human desire to be known. Well, today we are starting a series on the Gospel of Luke. And one of the emphases of Luke is that God knows each one of us individually, each unique individual. He knows us and he values us. And Luke has that emphasis. And as a matter of fact, let me start by reading you a verse from Luke. Luke chapter 12, verses 6 and 7. It says, "Are not five sparrows sold for 2 cents? Yet not one of them is forgotten before God. Indeed, the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Do not fear, you are more valuable than many sparrows." I got some sparrows today as our props. You know, I have a lot of sparrows in my house, and these birds, says the Bible, they were not too valuable for people in the market. And yet God knows each one of them. He says, "You are much more valuable than sparrows." And so today we are going to talk about this topic. You are known about God, by God, and you are valued by him. You are so, you know, you have so much worth in his eyes, and he knows everything about you. So today we're going to study the beginning of the Gospel of Luke, where we have two individuals. They look so different from each other. One is an older priest. The other one is a young woman. And yet God knows both of them intimately. So let's start in Luke chapter 1, verse 5. "In the days of Herod, king of Judea, there was a priest named Zacharias of the division of Abijah, and he had a wife from the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth." Happened to have the same name as I do. "He was a priest." And it's interesting because we are told in the next verse, "They were both righteous in the sight of God, walking blamelessly in all the commandments and requirements of the Lord." So not only were they of priestly descent, but they were doing everything they could to do the right thing. And yet they had an unfulfilled desire. Maybe you're there today. They wanted children and they couldn't have children. In that culture, not to be able to have children was a big problem. It felt like a curse from God. And we're told in verse 7, they had no child because Elizabeth was barren and they were both advanced in years. So not only did they have an unfulfilled desire, but now they're advanced in years and their unfulfilled desire has become an impossibility. So one day he is called to serve in the temple. Most priests got this opportunity once in a lifetime. So he goes from the city where they lived. I actually visited that city. And it's some ways from Jerusalem. To Jerusalem in the temple to serve. While he is serving, he gets an incredible sight. He sees an angel that comes to visit him. And I'm going to read it for you. Verse 11, "While he's serving at the temple, Luke 1:11, an angel of the Lord appeared to him standing to the right of the altar of incense. Zacharias was troubled. He didn't know why the angel was there. And the angel said, "Do not be afraid, Zacharias, for your petition has been heard, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you will give him the name John." See, the angel knew exactly where Zacharias was. He wasn't in his town. He wasn't in his house. The angel knew where to find him. He was in the temple. But also he knew the desires of his heart. And the angel said, "Your petition has been heard." Which petition? Well, obviously, Zacharias would be asking for Israel, you know, for the petition of the Redeemer that they were expecting. But maybe, you know, his heart, that desire to have a child was still there. And the truth is, both things were going to be fulfilled at the same time, because he was going to have a miracle child who would be the forerunner to the Messiah. But the part that I want to emphasize is right there on verse 13. The angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zacharias." I love the fact that he called him by name. The angel didn't say, "Hey, you over there, what's your name?" No, he said, "You, Zacharias." He knew exactly who Zacharias was. He knew the desires of his heart. He knew everything. Remember that if he knows every sparrow, of course he knows you. You're valuable. You're so much more valuable than sparrows. Well, then there's another story on verse 26 of the same chapter. This time is a young girl named Mary. Verse 26, in the 6 months after these things, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city in Galilee called Nazareth. Everything, the area, you know, God knew what it was called, the city, he knew what it was called, and he knew exactly where Mary lived. And the angel came to her. She was a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the descendants of David, which was the royal line. And verse 28, and coming in, he said to her, "Greetings, favored one." She also is wondering, you know, what is this about? And then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary." He calls Mary by name also. Not only does he know the city and the house, but he knows her name. "And you have found favor with God." And then he says, "You will bear a son, you will conceive and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever." You know, it's interesting that both the older priest and the young woman were so known by God. Both of them were going to have a miracle child. First, the forerunner of the Messiah, and then Mary would have this Son of the Most High. She would conceive without a man. But both of them were called by name. God knew exactly where they lived. You are much more valuable than many sparrows. And God knows you. He knows everything about you, your name, your address. I like something that Holy Girth says, "He who has counted how many hairs there are on your head, he knows how many cares there are in your heart." He knows everything about you. And he values you so much that he died on the cross for you. That's how much he values you. And so today I want you to know that you are known, you are valued, God has saved you, he has plans for you, and everything will be fulfilled exactly as God planned it, which would be the best for us because, you know, he wants the best for you. So I hope you're encouraged by this message that God knows you and you are known and you are valued by God. I want to invite you to visit our website, Jesus101.tv, for many more videos and podcasts that will encourage you to remember who you are in the eyes of God. And today we have learned a very important lesson. We are much more valuable than sparrows, and God knows each one of the sparrows when they fall. And he knows you, and he values you, and he wants the best for you. God bless you, and until next time, we'll see you then.
Thank you so much, Elizabeth.
And friends, thank you for spending time with us this morning. And if you'd like to learn more about us or share us with a friend, visit us at hopetv.org/wakeup.
That's correct. And tomorrow morning, don't forget to wake up with us. We'll have another Grace Point segment, and the Healthy Foodie will be back with another recipe. It is written's John Bradshaw will also join us to share a devotional. We are sure you will be blessed, so don't miss it.
And if you enjoyed today's devotional thought and you would like to learn more about God's amazing plan, visit hope.study to receive your free Bible study guides.
Again, that's hope.study for your free Bible study guides. Check out the website. We are sure you will find something just for you.
And before we go, we want to leave you with today's Bible promise. And it says,
worship the Lord your God, and his blessings will be on your food and water. I will take away sickness from among you. Exodus 23, verse 25.
I love it. You know, God has promised to bless us, even our food and our water. You know, whatever doubts or fears you may have, give them to Jesus. He promises to help you in every time of need. Let's pray together. Father in heaven, today, Lord, we are reassured that you know our needs, you know our greatest needs, and you are the God who longs to satisfy us, Lord, with hope and love and courage. And Lord, you understand. And as we walk by faith in you, I pray that we would have that assurance that you're holding us by the hand and that you're walking along with us through our journey in life. And we thank you for this hope. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.